easier just to get an idea of the whole character of the week. Like, if you think this week is going to be better. Tila.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's
Emuna.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, that's Chesed in a moment. It's a Hava with Lev Hashem. It's a, it's Bechina with Fear for Hashem. It's a Bechina with Tiferes. It's Bechina with Hashem. Often, no matter what you go through, no matter how hard, just dominating and trying. That's, you know, each level. So it's like, to me, that really talks to me, if I remember to think about it more than half a second. But
what's the connection between, Shmuel Navi's Yerzai is tonight, right? That's Gevura Shebemachot.
Okay.
Right? I don't really know. I didn't know about it before. I just found, found out recently. I'm going to try to go through that. I don't know what connection. I'm saying it makes sense. He's the one who declared Mashiach. You know, I understand. He's the one who declared David Melech as king.
Yes, he is.
I mean,
the Gevurah of Malchus is limits within Malchus. Meaning, you are gone. You have enough. You just have to declare Hashem as king. You don't feel well. Whatever's going on, you don't have to do things that aren't good. Careful. You don't have to have a limit. Even if it's on your level, this is not what I should be doing. I shouldn't have the salmon. I shouldn't look in this place. I should do this. I should do that. Work it out. Say yes or no. Where am I? Where am I?
So let me ask you a question for you. When who was king before David Melech? Shaul.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So he had to go outside the field in order, meaning that he had to go within a certain limit. I'm saying in order to, meaning that there was a certain shtadlut that he had to put into doing it. And he had to trust that Hashem, it was within Hashem's, within Hashem's hand. Because the way it looked, is he went inside Yishai's house, right? Shmuel Nabi went inside Yishai's house to put the oil. And it did not explode, whatever it didn't do, what it did, when Dalai Malach walked in.
There was another another brother of David who was worthy to be king. And Shmuel thought that he would be king. But he felt a perpetual anger at David and Melech. He and he lost it. Anger is just if you don't have anger. You think about it, you say, what a loss for a little bit of anger. But he said, what a wealth. If he had known, he would just never stop. How could I have been angry and lost such a big treasure?
So Shmuel Navi had a really, the rabbi saying basically Shmuel Navi thought there would be this one person he didn't know about.
To learn how to limit, like, David HaMelech, whatever he went through, he worked on it. Not simple. Everything was worth it. There was one perpetual fire that the Rebbe even says the children walking about left with very broken hearted just for nature.
Yeah,
drawn to tefillah, and that's just the way they are. That's just part of the nature.
And Rabbi Nachman said, but Talmidim don't do this. He said it's only for. He said you need to be 23 hours they happy and 1 hour. Go to the baby shower. Okay, everybody. He said me, no, don't do it as I do. He's going to be sick. Yeah. So Shmuel Navi is this person who declared this person.
He knew when you do, you make a good point. When you do, when you don't. Who's holding, who's not holding? Do you have the limits or not? If you be a melech, you need to have the right limits. If you don't have breaks, you can't do anything.
Did he guide him? Did Shmuel Navi guide David HaMelech? He was his Navi.
Sure.
So he taught him, he taught him how to be king? Did he reveal it to him?
He was his Navi. He definitely helped him. But David HaMelech was an incredible.
I mean, when Shmuel, it's comparing, he said it's like Aaron in motion, combined.
Shmuel Navi for sure is, but I'm sure he got guidance from Shmuel Navi. But even from the very early age, he was challenged with a lot of challenges.
Three, right? There's some parts where he gave the bear. The bear, the lion, I don't know.
Yes, it's attacked, and he attacked him to get Goliath. He had no chance to take it Goliath. Didn't matter.
But at Goliath, wasn't that, was he, when it was it that one when he was already king or not?
I think he was, if I remember right, I don't remember.
Wasn't he Bar Mitzvah?
I want to go learn Shmuel.
But he just Bar Mitzvah when he killed Gwai.
Also, say the Jewish question.
He's so close to here. That's why it's so worth going. It's so worth going. 6.5 shek. I went last Thursday. Thank God, Hashem helped me go. I learned about him like a couple of years ago. You know, I heard his name many times, obviously growing up, but in yeshiva we don't really learn the Navi so much. It's not really.
The Brestos we go a lot to Shulam Navi. A lot. It's a very, very special day.
I heard on Rabbi Brody. That's what I really heard about it in Yui Kudadu. Rabbi Shalom, I asked Shmuel, one of the nice long guys you put Shmuel on here.
Sure.
And he said, Rabbi Shalom used to do a lot, only would do Yui Kudadu there for a period of time. And he said, his son thinks Shmuel. I said, I didn't know that. There's something to do with it. I mean, we live on Shmuel W Street. Why go? I don't know.
It's not that far. It's on the way remote. Maybe after remote. I guess it's after remote. I don't know why, but the bus says it takes you to Nabi some way. Not Shmuel W. Don't ask me why. I guess because the Arabs think it's their place, or a mosque there, or whatever. Either way, though, there's a bus here. It's every day, I think a few times a day, I might be wrong, but certainly one evening. And it goes, right there. Regular bus there. Drive over. Special place. They have a Hasa'ah from Gesler. Then this guy says you shouldn't speak any profane speech the entire night. No speaking style.
Like Rosh Hashanah?
More than Rosh
Hashanah. More than
Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah
is taught in different places. This is from the Ari, from the Zohar. Again, everyone should know his level. For sure, if you're, I spoke to someone and said, yeah, I don't speak, but my wife hates it. She feels like I really don't. I'm like, well, you have to speak then. Sorry. You can't not speak and put doing it on her back. It doesn't work that way. As Rav Volbi would say, you drink your opponent's meters, you feel very intense. You come home with intense. He says, you're not a phone intense. Come on, smiling. He said, I don't care how you're feeling inside. It doesn't matter. You come home and you're happy. You shine. You never let be down to some when you're down. What is this? That's not what you married. That's not what you meant. No, it's not okay. He said, you're doing your intensive order. I don't care. It's not at her expense. It's not on her charge card. You have to do it yourself. So, yeah, sometimes if you can, you can. Same thing with Rosh Hashanah also. You have to know where you're holding. You can't be in a place where it's not going to be the emos or pleasantness. Sometimes because of the Rosh Hashanah, it's where you're going to have to. So he explains beforehand and his wife understands it's amenable. But it's not so partial. It's too easy to. I mean, this is a long discussion that's like a tangential discussion. What about Umar and what about his wife says, well, I really don't want you to go. That's really a whole long, its own discussion also. And the answer is, of course, depends. That's like really what down. It really depends.
My wife used to say, when I had to come home, whether it was Shabbos or not, she always said, I'm going to stand outside of the door, take a very deep breath, and if you're let go of everything that you feel is pinching you or stretching you or suffocating you. So when you walk in the house, you bring in happiness for problems.
Absolutely. Sure, very smart. Because sometimes you get so wrapped, you just forget.
There's nothing special about it.
Absolutely. Not question. Not easy. Not easy balance. It's so easy to do this pose, you just lose the. To feel the joy, to hold on to the joy, it should be real, not just, I know I have to be happy, I have to work on it. See, after the Shmaya. Yes, the Zohar says, you're supposed to remember to do the Limud when you're learning with a lot of desire and joy, enthusiasm. Because this Limud makes a very big, big fruit above if you can do it. Brings the holy nefesh on a person. Brings the Zohar. So certainly, he says, okay, and if you do speak, Shmuel's by night, don't speak Lashon Hara, don't speak Motzei Shem, don't speak Zanishvah. Don't speak, at least speak where you're allowed to speak. It's not the right time to tell someone off, let's say, for example. This is not the right day. And probably not the day, maybe, or maybe not. Or maybe better not, but certainly not. It's worse. It's not the right time. Oh, you bring wondrous blessings brings the Zohar. He says, who's the person who hears about all these things you get on Shavuos and think about stupidity on Shavuos? Try as hard as you can not to sleep, stay up, beyond, be aware.
Coffee.
Yeah, you
have to, I guess, right?
Yeah, sure. So Ariza was very machmir not to sleep on this night. Even when Rosh Hashanah Rabba, like he says in Shaar Kavanos. Now again, Shaar Kavanos, the Rebbe made it clear that Shavuos, the main thing is being up, don't sleep. Shaar Rabba's saying, you don't say, don't sleep. That seems clear. Don't. So here is the opposite of what he says. It's very important to be up and learn the Bereshit HaKavanos. Up and learn. So then Shavuos, no. No, exactly. In fact, the Rebbe says more than Hashanah Rabbah, because this night, even being up is good. The rest of it is something for dance, whatever they have to do, just to stay up, if possible. Again, without any feelings of pressure, without any forcing, without happy and trying my best.
What's he doing? Is that, by the way?
We
fell asleep on Shavuos.
It's a lot of things to connect with.
No, I'm saying
staying up.
Staying up.
Again, on a simple level, yes, we slept, so we're up. On a deeper level, we're sleeping and we want to wake up. That's enough for us. Wake up. Help me wake up. Stop making eagles already. No more.
So then, if that's the case, then we should be reading stories on Sadiq, because because Rabbi Nachman said about the stories, he said people tell stories that we're asleep, I tell stories to wake people up.
Sometimes, yeah, that could help. That's true. But Tiglash was also the kind of the story of Sadiq, if you don't have to wait to hear it. That's fine. That's the right plug in for that day, if we're open to it. David Amelech. This week is a very, very big week for Titus Mamun. It's a very, very big week for Tehillim. It's a two big, big, big one. So Ramelech, first of all, Tehillim is obvious. He's and his voters. This is the week. It's time to talk to Hashem. It's time to begin again. Mashiach can only come when money's fixed. When Joseph Zonnefeld said today, today there's no such thing as Sinus Kingdom anymore. It just doesn't really happen.
What?
No Sinus Kingdom. Because it's all money. Usually, if you get the money together, it's going to be okay. Person sees he's got something on his head, so he can't act with proper restraint. So, but yeah, if the money would be worked out, usually, most times, it's going to be fine. So Moshe's going to come with a big checkbook and deal with everyone's problems. It's very, money is a very not simple thing. So Nassim says that's holding back Mashiach, the fact that people are still running after money to go in their family. So it's a big ticket in terms of bringing Devon up, all Devon up to Mashiach. It's definitely working on not being after the money in an inappropriate manner.
I heard Rabbi Nachman said that this is the one time that it's more difficult.
One of the hardest, yeah.
But the way to get out of it is through tzedakah, probably, right?
One.
I would assume it's the opposite of wanting more.
Definitely.
It's a mesir nefesh, I guess, in a certain way, a person who has that desire.
Sure, it's not easy though to when a person has this, it's like the Renatas of Shayosha and the Sefer Yosha is the hardest thing to overcome. Average is the hardest. Hardest thing. It's difficult. How do I change my tendency? How do I change my desire for money? It's like it becomes so deep, it's more than anything. Let me see for the coin. Let's see only the money. It's anything.
Why is the halacha then in Judaism? I remember learning that let's say a person earns $1 million a year and that was their thing that they did, right, every year.
Uh-huh.
I remember hearing that the community, if that person becomes that community is supposed to fill in that lacking that the person lives in. They're supposed to fill in that lacking. Even if that community, those people in the community don't make it. They not only don't make that money, they themselves, this guy only earns $10,000, this guy only earns $20,000, $50,000. Is that true? I'm asking.
There is truth to it. The Gemara Ksuba says
that. But there's not Samech V'Chokot. I'm saying there's no Samech V'Chokot.
The Gemara Ksuba says that Rabbeinu Kadosh would hire a carriage and a slave to run in front of this wealthy person to walk his money. And one time there wasn't anyone to do it, he did. He ran in front of the carriage. because he has no life. But that is the Kutsk is like, never, the poor guy, you can't feel comfortable without someone running in front of you and giving a poor carriage. Poor guy, never. Poor guy. Such a, he's like a bastard king. He's like a real Rachmanis on him. That's what the Rebbe says. Because he needs cover, it's the hardest, it's always, all day, everyone. You go around making rounds, right? You do a few hours, you do 10 hours, then you're done. You go home, you ask for it, you give me a donation. No, I did that all day. I hope I made enough to make you happy. If not, now that's how he's thinking, right? Or make me happy. But covered, yeah, you ask him, please, can I have some covered? Yes, can I have some covered? Can I have some covered? Yeah, but he's the one, he's the biggest, worst person, the most poverty-stricken person in the whole world. No one's worse than him. No one's in the worst situation than him. He's in the worst place. You can't believe
it. He's not even happy.
Yeah, he's never happy. So sometimes there is a situation where the Christian, I need a certain standard that I was used to, and now I don't have any more, so we have to provide that for him if we can.
Yeah,
there is a difference. But because he doesn't have a life inside of him.
That's
the
okay.
Stories and stories that are stupid.
So the love is just trying to take care of as whatever you do as possible. And is that considered something that you're feeling a lacking in somebody? Is that
if you can, again, it doesn't mean someone to start. You get the piece of Gemara there that he says that.
I don't know anybody who does. I heard as well, but there are people who lost tons of money. I don't see people giving money out to them. I don't.
They don't feel poverty stricken by what they're missing.
No,
they can't afford to help them.
You're saying they're
too embarrassed to ask.
They have to feel that. Like the honey,
yeah,
the dog, like,
yeah,
they feel like,
yeah, I have to have this, I don't have a day.
I know a guy, one of my friends went broke.
Okay.
The other friend is really successful. The guy who went broke drove a fancy car, was a fancy dresser. The guy who didn't go broke was, they had a fancy car, but it was like hard working, nice looking, didn't have fancy clothes, but didn't wear the legs. You around like the guy in Mercedes.
Wow.
He said, yeah, well, he can't work without that machine. He is totally just distraught. Now he can get up and have a Mercedes. I can drive. I can go to work.
So sad.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Big Mother's talking about. That's his. And that big guy is like, well, no, Mercedes, okay, I'll get a smart car. I don't really care. If that's where you are, so great, you're happy. But
you said everybody's different. There would be one guy, somebody else, you could just get a jalopy for to get that report.
Sure.
But you couldn't do that.
Sure. It's hard. I mean, Rav Tauber was a very successful businessman who made a lot of money. But he said, I lost like 90% of my assets after 20 years or whatever it was of being very successful businessman. He said, but my family didn't feel it because we only lived on 10%, and the other 90 went to stuff or other things. So when we lost the money, it didn't matter. But we had the same, the 10% we were, I made the same enough to just make it. They didn't have any, they had no habamina, had more or less, it didn't matter. Nothing, no Mercedes, no nothing. Just a regular family, middle class, that's very smart.
Doesn't Rabbeinu give a derech on this? He says, I think Rabbi Nachman says that that if a person merits, their tzedakah is given, their losses are given to tzedakah.
Will we be able to see?
No.
For sure, from the right eye, that's perfect. Does that show up from the right eye, too? Yeah.
Oh, sure. Not questions. So money is not so simple. In terms of, if you're open, that's open, that's given a blaster. It's true. The tax is also sort of giving them, it's not for nothing. I mean, we really know that. Where am I holding? Some people, when they give money, I give money to Stucker. If I feel pressured by giving too much, so now that I give too much, I can give 10%, 20%, not more. When you don't feel that pressure, you feel okay about it, you can give more. That's one. That's what the Rashi of Paskin comes out from each other. Russian Temple says of Rebbe is, I was very I was delighted to see it. Rebbe Yashar to bring in the sources because I've seen the Russian Temple. It's like, that's where you get that from. Rebbe Yashar brought a whole from his own. I don't know if you heard the Russian Temple, but he just came out that way. He was very happy. I was like, ah, see, there we go. There it is.
The first time I gave it, I was very pained. I was very, very pained inside. But after several times doing it, the Yitzhara is like, I realize that you can't get anywhere.
Not with that, at least. Yes, it's true.
I remember how much it hurt. It was weird. I thought about what I could use it for. The Yitzhara like makes you think about, oh,
it's hard. It can be hard. We have to get over the tendency to really, worship money. It's hard. That's what it comes down to.